All right, turn with me in your Bibles to Psalm 103. Psalm 103, as I thought about passages and in Psalms, one of my favorite passages is Psalm 103, and you hear me quote it often. But when I think about thankfulness, it, I think, tells us how to be thankful. And so I'm just going to read the whole thing, and then we'll go back and look at it verse by verse. And I know we got all five verses done last week. I know this is 22, but we're going to get at least the first five of these done. Let's look at the Word of God. And as always, listen carefully to the Word of God, because it will change your life. Praise the Lord, O my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. Who forgives all of your sin and heals all your diseases. Who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion. Who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He made known His way to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. And He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. And He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far He has removed our transgressions from us. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him. For He knows how we were formed, and He remembers that we are dust. And as for man, his days are like grass. He flourishes like the flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and it is gone, and it places, remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, the Lord's love is with those who fear Him, and His righteousness with their children's children, for those who keep His covenant and remember to obey His precepts. The Lord has established His throne in heaven, and His kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you His angels, you mighty ones who do His bidding, who obey His word. Praise the Lord, all of the heavenly host, you His servants who do His will. Praise the Lord, all His works everywhere in His dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord. Of course, often when I quote it from the King James, which is, bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me, bless His holy name. But the Hebrew word that is here is a word you know. It's the word hallelujah. And that hallelujah literally means praise the Lord. Halal is the word for praise, and of course Yahweh is the name of the Lord, so Yah is kind of the abbreviated way of writing that. So hallelujah is the imperative form of praise, so command to praise. And who do you praise? Yah, Yahweh, God, the Lord. So praise the Lord. That's what hallelujah means. So that's a good Hebrew word. See, you didn't even know you knew that Hebrew word. And so, hallelujah, O my soul, all my innermost being, halal, praise His holy name. Hallelujah, O my soul, and forget none of His benefits. So what do we do at Thanksgiving? We remember the benefits of God, of what He's done for us. Now, one of my favorite historical stories is the story of Thanksgiving. And just to put it in context, and some of you have heard me tell this before. But in 1621, a little band of Puritans landed on the shores of Cape Cod. And they landed during the midst of winter. And there were 102 of them that landed and built to stay in Cape Cod, the ones we call the Pilgrims. They came and settled in the midst of winter, and so they didn't have time to plant a winter's crop for food to eat during the winter, and they really struggled to be able to get game and fish and enough to eat. And there were several days in the bitter winter of that northeast part of the United States when they couldn't get food to eat, and so they rationed everything. Now, they had brought with them corn to plant because they knew it would be a good area to grow corn in. Many of them had been farmers in Europe who had come over, and so they had brought a lot of corn to plant, but they were concerned that if they ate all their corn during the winter, then they wouldn't have corn to plant in the spring. And so they rationed themselves to 5 kernels of corn 6 times a day. Now I want you to think about that. So all they had was water, and not 6 ears of corn, 5 kernels of corn 6 times a day. And so that's what they ate. And the tradition is that at that winter of in 1621, there were 102 of them that landed and settled. When the winter was over, only 50 of them were still alive. So 52 of the 102 passed away. And so when William Bradford in 1623, 2 years later, established and celebrated the first Thanksgiving, and you know the story, they invited the Indians who had helped them with food and others there, and that had that big Thanksgiving to praise God for his protection over them. One of the things they would do when they would eat those 6 kernels of corn, or 5 kernels of corn 6 times a day, that when they would eat those 5 kernels of corn, they would pick up each kernel of corn and say, "Lord, we thank you for our food." And then they would eat that kernel. And then they'd pick up the next one and say, "Lord, we thank you for our food." And they would eat that kernel of corn. So at that first Thanksgiving meal, all of the table is set with all this food. And on each plate, William Bradford had them put 5 kernels of corn. And so they began that meal by picking up each of those kernels and saying, "Lord, we thank you for our food," and eating that kernel. Now, some of you may remember about 13 years ago, because this was probably the first Thanksgiving I was here, I preached from this passage and I gave out to everybody at church that morning 5 kernels of corn. Well, I didn't bring 5 kernels of corn, but you'll have to get your own kernels.
I was going to count those 5 kernels.
I can see Debbie. We made, just to punish Debbie, we made Debbie put 5 kernels in a little bitty Ziploc bag to pass out for everybody who came to church that Sunday. But I want us to think about and just tell God thank you tonight for each of those kernels and really just these first 5 verses. So look back at the first 5 verses that we've already read. The first verse: "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name." And so one of the first things we need to be thankful for this Thanksgiving is for God himself. That God is who he is. That he is God. You know, often we focus on the next verse that says all his benefits. We focus on what he does for us. But we need to be thankful just for God and for who he is and for what he is. Thankful for God and who he is. And some of you have heard me tell this before as well, but The 10 years I was with the state board, I was on the road just about every day. And the 10 years I was there, I averaged preaching or speaking 600 times a year. And you can do the math, that means about twice a day I was somewhere speaking. And so there were a lot of nights I was away from home. And there were a lot of times I was away during the day. And every time I got home, the kids would run to the door, and you know what the first question they would ask me is, "Daddy, what did
you bring?
What did you bring?" And all those 10 years, Darlena never once ran to the door and said, "Daddy," said, "Tina, what did you bring me?" She just said, "Baby, I'm glad you're home." You know, there's a big difference, isn't there? What did you bring me? "Baby, I'm glad you're home." Do you think God gets tired of us saying, "God, what are you going to give me? Or what did you bring me?" Instead of, "God, I just love you for who you are." And we spend a lot of our time looking for God's hand in our life instead of just looking for his face to see him. And so the psalmist says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Praise his holy name." Just be thankful for who he is. There's a story that's told that in World War II, a little girl from London had been sent out into the country for her safety. And that night she prayed this prayer, "Dear God, please take care of yourself, for if anything happened to you, we would all be sunk." You know, we just need to be thankful for God, because without him, we're lost. Without him, we have no hope. Without him, there's no purpose in life. Everything revolves around him, and we need to be thankful for who he is and what he is. Johann Sebastian Bach, the great composer, every piece of music that he wrote, at the beginning he would write JJ in the top left corner. And what JJ stood for was Jesu Juvit, which means "Jesus help me." And then at the end of every piece, he would write SDG, which is Sola de Gloria, which means "To God alone be the glory." To God alone be the glory. And so we just need to be thankful. To God alone be the glory for who he is.
Well, that's what praise is, isn't it? It's just giving God the glory, who he is. You know, wonderful, glorious, righteous, and holy, holy, holy. There's so many attributes of who God is.
Of God. And we could list them and never finish counting them. You know, someone once described heaven, and he said it'll be like we'll go by the throne of God, and we'll fall down and we'll just think, praise his holiness. And we'll go by God, the throne of God, and we'll praise his glory. And we'll go by the throne of God and we'll praise his righteousness. And we'll do that for all eternity, and we still won't run out of things to worship him for and praise him for.
And I think of Revelation, that I looked and I saw many angels around the throne, and there were 10,000 times 10,000, thousands of thousands of angels around the throne. And they were all saying glory and honor and power and praise to the Lord God Almighty, yeah, to him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. You know, and then at the end it says, and the living creature said amen, and the 24 elders fell down to worship him who lives forever and ever. I mean, that was such a worship service.
Yes.
Yes, it was just glorious.
And it's waiting for us to be part of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're thankful for who he is. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The second thing, if we pick up our second kernel of corn, we need to be thankful. Thankful for who he is, but also thankful for what he's done. You know, praise the Lord, O my soul, forget not all of his benefits. I told you the story about T.W. Hunt saying, you know, what a worm am I, because I never thank God for toothpaste, and I still, at 80 years old, still have all my teeth. You know, should have thanked God for that. How worthless I am. One of my friends, I've been quoting Peter Lord a lot lately, but when he was with us, we was talking about thanksgiving and praise, and He said, when was the last time you thanked God for trash pickup? Now, what you think about that? Every Tuesday and Friday morning, they come to my house and pick up my trash. You know, if they didn't do that, you know how smelly it would get in a short period of time?
New York.
Yeah. And so, but yet, you know, we never think about, well, should we be thankful that we got a trash pickup? That we got. Believe me, I lived in the country where you had to haul your own trash out. And burn it, yeah, and burn it. And so I'm thankful for the things that we have, the simple things that we have that God provides. And, you know, raising my children, one of the most important things that I did for them was taking them on some mission trips to Venezuela and Guatemala and to Mexico and Honduras, and them seeing how other people in other countries lived. And, you know, they grew up thinking, you know, I'm a poor preacher's kid, I don't have much. But when they would get there and they would see people living without air conditioning, without electricity, without even running water on some occasions, and all of a sudden they began to appreciate the things that they had a lot more. And there's so many things we take for granted. And in history, and even at the current time in our world, inflation may be terrible, prices may be awful, but most of us are not going hungry at night. Most of us have confidence we're going to have a meal to eat tomorrow. And there are a lot of people in our world who don't have that. And so God has really blessed us. We need to be thankful for all of the things that He has given us. Mm-hmm. And how often do we forget to do that? You remember the story of the 10 lepers in the Gospels? And here these men have leprosy. And as lepers, they are complete outcasts. They're not allowed to go anywhere, come into contact with anybody. And wherever they go, they have to say, leper, leper, unclean, so that people can move out of their way. And they met Jesus on the road, and He healed all 10 of them. That was significant, wasn't it? And they ran away, and one of the 10 came back to say thank you. So now the question is, what God's done for you? Are you one of the 9 that's just ran off and gone on with your life? Or are you the one who came back and was thankful and praised Him for what He's done for you? Neil, back in the 70s, there was a story about a couple in their church, and they were doing a memorial at Thanksgiving, and one of the couples in their church gave a memorial in memory of their son who had died in the war. And there was another couple sitting out there, and the wife leaned over and whispered in her husband's ear and said, we ought to give one too. And he looked back at her and he said, but our son didn't die in the war, he came back. And she said, that's why we need to give. We need to be thankful for what He has done for us. So we're thankful for what He's done. Then verse 3, we're thankful for His forgiveness and His healing, who forgives all your sin and heals all your diseases. You know how many sins you have? How many sins you've committed? God has forgiven every single one. Everyone you've done, everyone you will do. His forgiveness covers them all. His forgiveness covers them all. And He gives us healing. So what do you do for His forgiveness? You just tell Him thank you. You didn't deserve it. You didn't earn it. He gave it to you. So all we can do is say thank you. Thank you, God, for forgiving. And then the last verse of the next verse, verse 5. He says, who satisfy your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. Now,
and mine says he satisfies your mouth with good things.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah. Kind of an interesting difference.
Desires and hunger, mouth, that's where desire comes from, is your mouth. It comes with that hunger, things that you hunger for with good things. And so, yes, sir.
With what Pam said, be interested with the pilgrims and the five colonels that King James Authorized Version that they had in that day and time of St. Mal.
Yeah.
You know, they really were hungry.
And he satisfies us with that. That's what the verse means, that he satisfies us with life. And so my fifth point is we're thankful for abundant life. That he gives us life that satisfies. And he renews us so that we can continue to go on living. Now, every day I get a little closer to 60. And this verse means more to me now than it used to.
My 60 ain't nothing.
Yeah, but I remind y'all, as I tell y'all before, it's not the years on the vehicle, it's the mileage. And this preacher boy from Louisiana's got a lot of miles on him. So, you know, but that strength, that renewal, that youth, that vigor of youth. And I am really thankful for that right now in my life. You know, we talked a lot about it, and you prayed for me, and you were great for me. And, you know, and I told you this time of COVID, you know, I've been doing this 38 years now, and these last couple of years were the hardest years of ministry that I've ever had, and the stress, and I mean, being a pastor, it is the most fulfilling job, and it's the most stressful job, it's both, and so I've always dealt with that. But these last 2 years, it was at a whole other level. And you know, making decisions and then having to change those decisions and then having to reevaluate them again and change them again all within 1 week and still not knowing if you're doing the right thing or what's the best thing and how to do those things. And I admit that I was weary. And, you know, we talked about that about 18 months ago and I probably never used this word in the pulpit, but I knew, and some of you knew, I was dealing with depression, just of the struggle that we were in, and trying to help other people deal with their depression. And that's when I got that vision where God hit me in the pants and said, it's time for you to quit grieving over what you've lost and focus on what new I have before you. And we look at this last year and a half. We look at what God has done with Connect Camp, with Brother Frederick, and all that's going on with that, with Elena coming here, and the people that he's been adding to our church. And, yeah, there's still people we miss. There's still things that we don't have that we used to have, still things that we used to do that we're not doing anymore. But the new things that we're doing, I'm more excited about those. And I've told you, I've had more energy and vision and encouragement toward our future than I had 10 years ago because of what God is doing, this new thing that he's doing. And it's what this verse says. He's renewed my strength. I feel younger and more energized. And I think that's true for our church. And I'm excited about the future he has for us together. And so I think this year, that's one of the things I'm most thankful for. And so be thankful for God. thankful for who he is, thankful for what he's done, thankful for his forgiveness and healing, thankful for his salvation, and thankful for the abundant life that he gives us. Ended last week with Dennis Jernigan's words. I'll remind you of them again. Thank you for all that you've done. I will thank you for all that you're going to do, for all that you promised and all that you are and all that has carried me through. Jesus, I thank you. Thank you for loving me and setting me free. Thank you for giving your life just for me. How I thank you, Jesus, I gratefully thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings today. Any other word? Well, let's pray together. Father, we do thank you for everything you've done for us and everything you've given us. And Lord, we know it's so much more than we deserved. And your grace and your goodness and your strength and your salvation and your forgiveness and your love. Father, we could just count 10,000 reasons or more of why we need to praise you and bless your holy name. And now, Lord, we just ask you to give us a heart of gratitude, a heart of thanksgiving, that we would praise you and that we would live with gratitude. And Father, that by doing that, we would glorify you. We would tell people and praise you and lift you up, so that you could draw this world and this city to Christ. And we just praise you now, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. I'll see you Sunday.